other continuing one to bring them on to the game and the party and KI and say 11-16-23 occurred last year in early June. Was seen here, referred for physical therapy, and seen by orthopedist with injection right shoulder with MRI showing some abnormalities with but since patient stopped physical therapy after a few weeks because has a 40-year-old son at home having seizures and she wasn't able to leave him for the past year, patient has continued to, past several months, patient has continued to have pain in her right shoulder, but now in her left shoulder, worse than right, and base of her left neck. Has been seeing her primary doctor, Dr. Creed, who has been giving her Narcos in the past for chronic pain. Recently trying Suboxone instead, which seemed to work all right, but she's not sure if she wants to continue it or not. Going to research it and follow up with Dr. Creed, who is an addictionologist, to discuss with him more. In the meantime, she wants to repeat physical therapy that she can attend and see how she responds to that. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, extremities. She has 2+ tenderness to the left suprascapular area and 1+ tenderness to the right suprascapular area, extending on the left side to the base of the neck with slightly painful range of motion without restriction. Neurological within normal limits, without abnormality. And I hear some noise and throat within normal limits, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm, down murmur to gallop. Abdomen soft, without again, and megalear tenderness. Impression, follow-up MVA with a residual neck and shoulder injury. Patient to discuss with PCP, Dr. Creed, considering taking Suboxone over Vicodin, which she generally takes one in the morning. He's also trying to reduce her use of clonazepam. She also takes one in the morning for chronic anxiety. We'll refer patients to physical therapy to repeat physical course of physical therapy to see additional benefit. Advised to apply moist heat, take over to counter NSAIDs, give him prescription for low dose Flexeril. With precautions and the follow-up in 1 month. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.